Welcome to a new English episode of Fusecast to Go. I'm here with Sean from Landscapes, and we're sitting in the tour bus.
How's it going?
So, how is tour going?
It's going really well. It's going great. I'm going to be honest, it's 6:30 in the evening. I've been up for roughly around about half an hour. I've had a late night, sat up with Blake, and we didn't go to bed till the late hours of this morning, and I'm currently washing myself with face wipes. But yeah, no, it's been an incredible tour.
Oh, don't put it in the eye.
No, I'm fine. it's a real privilege to be on this tour. It's something else, and I couldn't be more thankful.
Now we're here to geek out a little bit, so you are geeking out a little bit, because we are talking about your favorite music videos ever.
Apparently ever, but you've asked me to put it down to three, so
yeah.
So yeah, good luck with that.
So do you want to start with which one do you want to start?
Okay, so probably a music video that I've always admired for a long time, and probably the best one out of all three, is All Is Full of Love by Bjork. It's a video to me that pushes the boundaries on sexual content, because it's one of those type of videos where I think at the time when it was released, homosexuality wasn't overly accepted, and so for Bjork to play a part in something where she's a mechanical device, and it's quite apparent that it's another female component that doesn't quite work, but somehow it does, I think is beautiful.
So which song are you talking about for all the people who don't know?
It's All Is Full of Love by Bjork.
Oh, sorry, I think you said it.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry.
It's all good.
So could you describe the video a little bit? Because the people that are listening shouldn't shut down the podcast to watch the video.
Sure. So the setting is, I guess, within like a warehouse, a manufacturer's warehouse. Let's say that you were normally looking at a video that was putting components of maybe a motorcycle or something together, like computer parts. I'm just trying to remember who the video was. Can you cut this bit?
Yeah, of course. Dennis, cut it.
Okay, hold on a sec. So the video was made by... Sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem.
It's Chris Cunningham, of course. Okay, so the video was filmed and directed by Chris Cunningham, notorious for working with the likes of Aphex Twin. He's got a few movies out himself as well. It's really one of those sort of videos that I can't really describe that well. It's something that you really need to just go and check out. Because it's something else. It's a forward-thinking music video. I'm sure that the budget was very high for it, but it takes you away for a minute. And I like the idea of seeing a music video that can literally give you the feeling of an escape.
Mm-hmm. So not like playing live or something, but a story behind it.
Yeah, and yeah. There's a message there. That I think that everyone should. I mean, at the time, there was a message there that I think made people put people into a position that they were normally uncomfortable with, and found it quite sexual. And I think it was a good use of art in that term.
Mm-hmm. So, is it something that inspired you for your own music videos?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not that clever. I'm saying, but and. the way that I see it. I really like it. I mean, these aren't like out of my free, but in the same sort of context, like The Prodigy, Smack My Bitch Up. You look at that video and the entire time you're left to believe it's seen through the eyes of the perpetrator in the video. And the entire time that you feel whoever this person is doing cocaine and drinking loads and touching strippers and slapping asses and doing all of this stuff. And the entire time you typically think it's a guy. And right at the very end, the person looks in the mirror and it's a girl. And it surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. And one of his later videos has been where he was it's a silhouette of a stripper, and towards the end she smashes the chair apart that she's dancing around, and then suddenly releases the corset, steps down from the heels, and it turns out that the entire time it's Frank, and you're led to believe that it's something else.
I love Frank Carter.
Yeah, it's great, and those type of videos are provocative enough, but at the same time they have the sense of, yeah, they fool you and like the viewer into believing one thing and then switching it around. I think that's an amazing way to put a music video together.
Mm. Yeah, we talked about the Smashing Pumpkins video, Prodigy, I was thinking about something else, about the Prodigy video as well in our podcast, because the guys remembered it, that it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it is something that I wish, now that you said about Smashing Pumpkins, like I wish that's in my top three.
Yeah, we could talk about that later.
Yeah, I will still talk about it, trust me.
Cool.
The second.
Or do you want to say something to Björk? Is there something left?
No, I just admire her as an artist in general. Like, I feel that her input to music videos is usually a part of the whole process of her album. Björk was always going to come up in this section of list. Like, no matter out of all the different options I had to choose for this interview, Björk was always going to land into one of these sections. I'm sorry.
Cool.
I guess so. The other video, a band that I've always admired, or another artist that I've always admired, was Maynard James Keenan. I really like one of his projects, After Tool, which was A Perfect Circle. Judith was quite personal to him because it was about his mother. And I really like the video. The video is sick. It's just it's simply them in a warehouse, and as a band playing the depth of whatever that like air hanger is that they're playing in, and the way that it's filmed, the footage is very, very simple, but it's perfect in every sense. It's again another video that I can't really describe that well other than what I've said. But it's something that you should definitely check out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And also their bassist is female. There's a part in the break that where she's got her hair down, she ties it up before she kicks back into the next bit, and I love it every time I see it. It gets me going. So, but yeah, that was quite a short one.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, it's a worthy video. Every time I watch it, I'm always excited. It's weird how they're playing within this warehouse that you can see, like, the sound desk is further up, and but whatever they're playing to is like a darkness corner of this air hangar.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what's there.
Okay.
But I think that's the whole point, is that you don't ever know what's out there.
Okay, you just have to imagine.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Are you planning to shoot a video in an air hangar?
We already have. We actually already have. Yeah. Music video for Neighborhood.
Oh, it wasn't
there. That was in an air hangar, but it was like with a big warehouse. We put that video together through blood and sweat and tears, really. It was we geeked out on. I mean, it's all from our album cover. So the letters that are on our album cover, I'd ordered like MDF and hardboard, and I cut the letters out. And I mean, although it's a relatively well-known font that we used, it was something that if I built it myself, we could move the letters around. And once they're photographed, that's how they are. Mm-hmm. That's not a font that you know.
And you carried them around on tour, right?
Yeah, we took them out on the Capsize co-headline tour and took pictures of them outside every venue because we're mad like that. And it it didn't make any sense. It was horrible loading them in and out, but it seemed worth it. And we've got a huge catalogue of photographs of everywhere across Europe that we took them, so we're pretty stoked on that.
Mm. Yeah, that was a good idea, because in the first interview we had, you talked about this, the making of this letters, and then I saw them on tour.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what's your third video?
It's more current. It's a band I really admire. I admire them as people, as friends. For the brief few times that I've met them, and as musicians, as far as they go, I could really rate this band coming out of Belgium called Oathbreaker, and their latest record. But their music video that accompanied the release, 1056 / Second Son of R. Again, it hits in the same sort of realms as Bjork in a certain sense. Like her new method with vocals is great, but their approach as to how they came to put that video together, and I mean, if I can try and describe the setting, is she's a very witchy character, and she's draped in like black gowns. But she steps out onto, it's in a white room with black sand all over it. And she has this a strange ability to be able to move over this black sand and create these patterns. I just think it's a beautiful video. It's very simplistic, but it's there. It's something that, I mean, the whole album's incredible. It will take you away. But I hadn't seen a music video like that for that type of music before, and it made me think about what I was doing with music videos and what we should make as decisions. That's definitely, it had to be in my top three.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't seen the video to the song.
Have you not?
The songs.
Me too.
But I love Oathbreaker. Mm. It took a while to get warm with them because I saw them like 2 years ago, I think, with Cancer Bats and Righteous Sleeps, and I didn't know them, and it was like, is it a girl? Is it a girl with the white dress and the hair just down, and you couldn't see the face?
Yeah, you never see her face.
And everyone was standing there like, whoa, when she started. But the record is great.
They have a very good stage presence. I remember the first time I ever saw them was at some festival when we were out with the Carrier and Altif, one of our first ever European tours, and everyone just flocked to this indoor stage, and the atmosphere in there was something else. It was, and we didn't know anything about this band. We just heard that, oh no, you definitely need to check them out. And we walk in, and this entire room is packed, and it was incredible. It was an amazing show. It was not anything that I'd ever expected before, and I loved the. I have an admiration for female vocalists anyway, just purely because I think that female vocalists have a really good ability of range, and somehow they can express more. Maybe men are unable to express total feeling, whereas you tend to find that women do.
I think it's hard to find a good female fronted like band like that. So, do you know Brutus?
I don't know.
They are as well from Belgium, and like out of the same crowd.
Okay.
And they are great as well. She's not shouting. She's a little bit more like singing,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of shouting, but not like that hard thing she does from that Oathbreaker does. Yeah, at Rolo Tomasi.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
they are great.
I love those guys. Yeah,
they are cool. Now, what makes a good music video for you? Do you have anything that you think is like, oh, it's a cliche, and oh, that's going to be good?
It can be anything, really. I mean, you know, the same. Whilst I spoke about those videos, I mean, it's not really a top three. It's a three that have. Resonated in my mind for a long time. But then, I mean, you know, you look at Tonight Tonight by Smashing Pumpkins, and I mean, that's a big influence towards even our music video. Like, we took a huge inspiration out of that. You look at some of the latest pub videos, like, they're pretty crazy, and they're different to what you're normally expecting out of music videos. And there's so many out there that... you can look at new bands that are up and coming that they have to use their initiative on a very, very low budget. And I really admire being able to get the maximum amount of visual sense out of something from next to no money. Because, you know, the higher the budget, yeah, you can do great things with that. But it's all about where... you know, the ideas that sit behind it and the meanings behind the videos. Some music videos, they have meanings that are direct to the actual song. Other music videos are completely different and separated from that. It's down to the artist to choose that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So Tonight Tonight inspired you for Neighbourhoods as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can see that with the... with Kai, with the
mm-hmm.
the what is it called,
the moon face?
shaving cream in his face.
Yeah, how did you know there was shaving cream? Tell you that
the consistence.
Oh, okay, because it was supposed to look like cream pie.
Shaving cream.
Yeah. Yeah, it was shaving cream. We got it from the Lidl down the road from where the warehouse was, and it burnt his face. Oh. He was actually like, "This is stinging, guys. Can we please hurry up?"
It's probably not that. Supposed to put it on your face.
No, not into that. Not around his eyes, anyway.
Now, I think it's always impressive what small bands have, like the budget they have to, mm-hmm. to travel everywhere. Like, there's a German band, they are traveling to, let's say, Portugal to mm-hmm. shoot a video. And they are just hanging around there and they are getting filmed doing that, so...
It's great if you can do it, I guess, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's all about location. It's the way that you set it up, I think, personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that for Neighbourhood, we filmed that in the town next to where I live, a shitty little town called Trowbridge. But it was for a friend of someone that I've known for a long time and knows my father and... he works for a food company, and one of the old buildings that they had taken on was empty, and it was just an opportunity. We had like a couple of months to run in there and just take over it for a second, chuck up loads of black backdrops and make it our own. And it was all like packed out. It was really sad. It took like months to build, and then it took a few days just to all strip back down to nothing and clear out. But that's part of the fun, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just sad to, like, things like, we spent a lot of money trying to put those clouds together, which we made out of balloons and covered them in paper mache, and that didn't work. And then it was cloth with plaster in it. And then we sprayed it with adhesive and then covered it with like a fiber wadding that you find in bed sheets,
mm-hmm.
To eventually get the end result of clouds the size of cars that then went in the skip next door. So it was like, well, you know.
So are you going to do something like difficult as that again?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah?
I like the challenge. It pissed our record label off to no ends, but I liked the fact that we did something that meant something to us, and and whether it cost us an arm and a leg out of our own pocket, it was worth it to us. And although it looks budget, it is budget. We are essentially, as far as it goes, pretty much as DIY as we can be. So, yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm. What is a cliche that you would never include into your landscapes videos?
What is the cliche?
Yeah, that you can't see, that you don't want to see in your videos. Is there something like a woman running through a forest or something?
Oh yeah, fuck that. I'm not being funny. There's plenty of music videos you see out there where one band does something and then you see like 100 other bands do it. Let's go and all stand on top of a fucking mountain cliff and play with our amps next to each other, or let's go and stand in the woods. It's like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's like a billion bands have done it before. It's not inventive. It's just them playing their instruments. And I hate the idea of, I mean, we did it with Neighborhood and it still felt weird, but then we pissed around with it. If you look at the and like the honest setup of how Geordie's got his drums in that video, he could never be able to play it like that. It's all set up stupid. But then that's the idea of it. We wanted to make it funny to us. Mm-hmm. But it didn't have to look funny to the, like, to the outside, I guess. But yeah, I mean, there's the funny thing is and like again with Neighborhoods is it's like a there's loads of tiny little like reference points in that video. So like the bits of me walking through what looks like just alleyways is my town. That's as shit as it gets. There's nothing else there, and the ending result is this. The cemetery I used to hang out at, which is what first music video. I mean, although the music video doesn't really have any other reference other than to Joy Division, but yeah, cemetery's about that place that I ended up at in Neighborhood. So yeah, it always comes down to the fact that I fucking hate being in my town and I want to get away from it.
That's a little bit of pop punk, right?
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah.
And what is an idea that you want to include in your like next videos maybe? Do you have like a concept in your mind?
I can't tell you that. That's a secret.
Oh man. Please. No. Is there something like someone said like a 360 degree video or something? Is there?
I don't know. No. I don't know. And it all comes down to, again, as I said, it comes down to budget, and it also comes down to the fact of, I mean, we're obviously going to, we always work towards some kind of meaning towards what the actual video, what the actual song's about. That tends to be our way forward now. I mean, we've used, like, our first ever two videos were This Is Us, and we didn't really want to show our faces, so we just showed, like, a projection screen behind us, and that's all you could really see. And our next video was just us on tour and how real it is through Europe. So, and then it's only, like, over the last two videos that we've done where they've started to have kind of more meaning to them, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, we might do something that just shows us, or we might do something that works towards the meaning behind the song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No idea yet.
No deep concepts behind everything.
Try to, anyway.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to say about music videos or what you think about?
I don't know. I'm still searching. I'm still looking for my favourite videos, I guess. There isn't really a top three. There's music videos that you admire, and they're probably because I'm jealous because I'd like to use them myself. I mean, but it's the same with you. I'm sure everyone listens to certain songs and they go, I wish I wrote that,
yeah.
You know? So it's the same as music videos, I guess. But it's not really my job. My job's just apparently supposed to be writing songs, but it's funny what else you get roped into and what you can't let go.
Cool. Now, thanks a lot. I think that was everything to music.
No worries,
videos.
Anytime. It's nice chatting to you, as always.
Cool.
Do Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.